A sizable proportion of the American people will be going home for Thanksgiving, seeing people they may not have seen in years. It's important that we all look our best. Here's commentator Kevin Kling.
We come into this world without our consent, and we leave against our will. My buddy Tim Latta said, a good haircut usually falls in between what you had and what you want. Now, I'm over at my buddy George's house, and we walk in the door, and George starts yelling, no, no. He's crouched down by an antique table. One of its legs is whittled down to a toothpick. No. I says, geez, George, I didn't even know you had a cat. Yeah, he says, we've had it for years. It used to be scared and hide all the time, but then we got it this haircut, and about that time I feel something bump into my leg hard, and I look down, it's the cat ramming into my leg with its head, and this cat looks up, I see his new haircut, it's all short all around, but they left the long hair on its head like a mane and a bob on its tail. It's a yellow cat, and I swear he looks like a little bonsai lion, and he's got this attitude to match. George Wills, look what you did to my table, and the cat looks at him like, hey, easy man, I'm just as surprised as you are. Then he smashes into George's leg, jumps up on the windowsill and stretches his hind end way up in the air next to a potted plant like, you know, George, a potted plant is a precious, precarious, and delicate thing. So how about we just forget this table leg incident? I'm looking at this cat and I'm thinking, I need me a haircut. I need me a haircut bad. So I go to this hair salon. I look up in the yellow pages, Hair We Go Again, I think, or Quel Coif, La Cage, Follicle, something. I walk in and the receptionist asks if I have an appointment. What, for a haircut? She smiles without moving her lips and tells me to have a seat. So I have a seat and try to find me a Highlight magazine to get an update on Goofus and Gallant and see what the Bear family is up to. But I can't find it, or Sports Illustrated, or Reader's Digest. All right. So much for Joe's liver in the life in these United States. I pick out a magazine with a wind-blown waif on the cover, take a test, and to my surprise, score quite low on how to satisfy my husband. A man walks up to me and he says, Kevin, are you Kevin? I look up. I said, yes, I would be Kevin. Please, come with me, please. His shirt is orange with a pink name tag that spells Melvin in cursive lettering. He has yellow hair, but the kind of yellow that was on my Stingray bicycle tires. From the magazine reading, I quickly assess that Melvin's shirt is a spring, his hair is a summer, his skin as a fall, and its accent is when the moon is in the seventh house. Where is this guy from? We head for his station, and look, it's okay if a stylist limps, but he shouldn't be giggling while he's doing it. He has this high-pitched giggle, and Melvin sits me down and mists the air around my head. He takes out a comb and combs my hair, but when he gets to the end of my hair, he keeps combing out another 2 or 3 feet. I think if he starts cutting out there, I'm going to be here all day. He takes my glasses. God, now I'm blind. I can't even see the big E without my glasses, and I'm in his hands. I'll have to do what I always do and say, uh-huh, that looks fine. Why did I come here? My mouth is dry. He keeps looking to the back room and laughing, hee-hee-hee-hee. And that's when I realize his smock is fitting rather loosely. This may not even be the real Melvin. The real Melvin could be tied up in the back somewhere. 1,000 injuries of Melvin he'd borne as best he could. The faux Melvin laughs again and asks if I saw the special on Richard Speck. What? Would you like me to do your neck? That's not what you said. I ask him if it's hot or am I insane in here? I wish he'd write me. Why doesn't he answer my letters? Who? Richard Speck, he says. No, my neck is fine. He keeps clipping. Oh, the sound of the hideous scissors. Snip, snip, snip. Listen to them, children of the night, what music they make. Finally, he holds up a mirror. That looks fine, I say. So he hands back my glasses. I spin the chair around and queek, queek, queek. My hair. Queek, queek, queek. I gaze at his coif macabre. Well, how do you like it? You talking to me? You talking to me? My head looks like an enigma wrapped in a conundrum inside a mystery. On one side of my head, it looks like a large bird made out of my hair has landed, and the other side looks like an aerial view of the links at Augusta. Melvin says, how do you like your new self? True, very, very nervous I was and still am, but will you say that I was mad? Mad! I was furious! Look, I screamed, I came in here to look like a kitty cat, and you treat me like I'm out of my mind! The receptionist wants to make another appointment. Nevermore! I shouted and ran out the door. I rushed straight to the barber I had as a kid. Then he used to scare the hell out of me, but now I need him, the comfort of the known. Now I need Floyd, the barber of civility more than ever. I sat down. It's soothing. Floyd enters, large, burly, ham-handed Floyd. I remember you, he said, you punk. I realize now the only time he scares me is when I think of him in a voting booth. I look up at a photo of a young Jerry Van Dyke and ease back into the chair that at times held my father and my brother. Floyd turns on the electric clippers. A soothing sound takes me back to to the backyard haircuts, with my dad holding me in a headlock, shearing off my locks, and setting me free in the fresh mown lawn to run like a lamb in the spring. And now Floyd finishes the neck and tactfully trims something off one of my ears. Then he takes out the blue stuff. That's what it's called, blue stuff. That liquid blue stuff that stings like hell and rubs my head. I smell like a man. I smell like an uncle. He spins me around, the whole process complete in 5 minutes. My head looks like it did 30 years ago. I feel new and alive and walk into the world with one word on my lips. Meow.
Kevin Kling performs and writes plays in Minnesota and comes to us with help from Minnesota Public Radio.